Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, hey, rockers and rollers, leather jacket wearers, and black eyeliner enthusiasts. Welcome back to the Rock Pod. I'm your host, Jimmy, coming to you from a world where power chords reign supreme, and the only thing louder than the music is the attitude. And today, we're taking a dive into the life, career, and legacy of the one and only Joan Jett. That's right. Buckle up, because we're going to enter into the world of the Queen of Rock and Roll. Welcome to the Rock Pod. All right, cue the power chords and let's rewind the cassette tape to September 22nd. 1958. Joan Marie Larkin is born in Wynnewood, Pennsylvania. She's the eldest of three, and early on, she knows she's not like other kids. While some girls were playing with dolls, young Joan was fixated on rock and roll records. Her family moves to Rockville, Maryland, when she's a teenager, and they eventually end up in Los Angeles. That move was critical, because L.A. in the 70s, man, it was the perfect breeding ground for a rock revolution. And at age 13, Joan gets her first guitar. And here's where it gets cool. Her parents got her a Sears Silvertone guitar. She took some lessons, but her guitar teacher told her girls don't play rock. Yeah, that dude probably regrets that now. And that's when Joan basically says, yeah, watch me. By the time she was 15, Joan meets producer Kim Fowley, a character who was equal parts eccentric and shady. He and Joan formed the Runaways, one of the very first all-female rock bands, alongside Sherry Curry, Lita Ford, Sandy West, and Jackie Fox. The Runaways burst onto the scene like a Molotov cocktail thrown into a quiet suburban neighborhood. Their 1976 self-titled debut album had the track Cherry Bomb. You know it. That song's still blasting out of car stereos at tailgate parties across America. But the Runaways weren't just about catchy songs. They were a middle finger to the rock establishment. They faced sexism, ridicule, and people telling them they were a gimmick. But they kept going. And the band toured internationally, including in Japan, where they were treated like superstars. But within a few years, internal tensions, substance abuse, and management issues caused the Runaways to disband. Rock. Now here's where the story gets even better. Post-Runaways, Joan tries to land a record deal. And guess what? She gets turned down by 23. Yeah. 23 different labels. The labels told her that nobody wanted to hear a woman playing hard rock. But Joan, she didn't quit. No, she teams up with producer Kenny Laguna, who becomes her longtime collaborator and friend. They form Blackheart Records, one of the first female artist-owned labels. DIY before DIY was cool. And then finally, in 1981, the world gets I Love Rock and Roll, and boom, instant classic. The title track becomes her signature song, spending 7 weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. And the Black Hearts lineup becomes a powerhouse. Ricky Bird, Gary Ryan, Lee Crystal, and Joan herself. They release hit after hit. Crimson and Clover, Bad Reputation, Do You Want to Touch Me, I Hate Myself for Loving You. These songs are catchy, rebellious, and pure rock and roll. Her image? iconic. Black leather jacket, heavy eyeliner, that electric guitar slung low. She was untouchable. Joan Jett basically invented the badass rock chick look. Every girl who's ever picked up a guitar in Doc Martens owes Joan a royalty check. Rock. But it wasn't just the music. Joan became a symbol of empowerment. She didn't try to fit into anyone's mold. She was openly feminist, an animal rights activist, and eventually an LGBTQ icon. She broke the door open for countless women who followed. Joan said that being a woman in rock was never going to be easy. But I never wanted easy. I wanted honest. Yeah, her badassery even extends to Hollywood. She co-starred with Michael J. Fox in Light of Day and made memorable TV appearances. She became a fixture of American pop culture. Let's be real, though. It wasn't always sunshine in stadiums. Joan battled industry sexism, financial struggles, and the grueling grind of the road. She once said the industry kept waiting for her to fail. But every time they tried to count her out, she came back swinging. Now fast forward to 2015. Joan Jett and the Blackhearts are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And finally, that speech is electric. Joan said rock and roll is a possibility. It's a chance to be who you want to be. Even after decades, Joan keeps touring, playing huge festivals, and inspiring new generations. She's collaborated with everyone from Foo Fighters to Miley Cyrus. And let's not forget, she opened for The Who on their 50th anniversary tour. Now that's some serious rock cred. Modern rockers like Taylor Momsen of The Pretty Reckless, Lizzie Hale of Hailstorm, and even Billie Eilish cite Joan as a huge influence. She made it okay to be loud, aggressive, and fearless. She didn't just pave the way for female rockers. She bulldozed the road. Lizzie Hale said, "Without Joan, I don't know if I'd be standing on stage with a guitar today." She made it normal to be powerful. All right, so here are some fun facts about Joan Jett. Joan was one of the original producers of the Runaways biopic, starring Kristen Stewart. She's a huge Baltimore Orioles fan. And yes, she's one of the nicest people in rock, which is hilarious, considering her tough persona. She toured with the Ramones and became close friends with them. Oh, yeah. And she was considered for the role of Sandy in Grease. Can you imagine? I mean, Summer Nights with Joan Jett, that's a whole different movie. Now, Joan, she didn't just break barriers, she pulverized them. She's proof that talent, grit, and don't give a damn attitude can take you to the top, no matter who tries to stop you. Thank you for joining me on this deep dive into the incredible career of Joan Jett. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow The Rock Pod. If you liked today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow The Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes, and be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for The Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. We'll see you next time. Other music on this week's episode: Cherry Bomb by the Runaways, I Love Rock and Roll, Crimson and Clover, and I Hate Myself for Loving You by Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.